The 15, the 10, he's got speed. He's going to the end zone. Touchdown, MSU.
And folks, I think you've seen why the odds makers made Michigan a favorite in this football game.
Once on low, deep does. It's caught inside the five into the end zone for a touchdown goes Keith Mumphrey. Touchdown, MSU. The long bomb, Connor Cook to Keith Mumphrey for a 47-yard score.
Well, college tradition and a possible Big Ten football championship come together this weekend here in East Lansing as the Spartans take on the Wolverines tomorrow. WKAR's Peter Wharf talks with Oakland, California-based freelance writer Nathan Coca about football tradition, pageantry, and his Yahoo.com article, The Top 25 Best Fight Songs in College Football.
You know, when I think of college football, I think of like something that really brings together the entire like university community, not just like in the city where the college is, but all around the world. And the fight song is kind of like the symbol of that unity. And there's something different about college football. The stadiums are, you know, the largest stadiums in America. And most stadiums, it's not necessarily about, you know, where you sit. You can be sitting in the back, you can be sitting in the front, but you get the same sort of experience. You get the same sort of feel. You get the same sort of connection to the game and to the sport. You know, you always want to have the students closer because they provide the energy. And I think the whole stadium feeds off that energy, and the marching band and really provides that spark, and I think that keeps everything together.
And in your Yahoo article, you touch a little bit on the difference between college football and professional football, whereas in professional football, there's certainly plenty of energy and sound, some might say noise, but it doesn't have quite the same pageantry.
I definitely agree with that, and I'm also an NFL fan. I definitely prefer college. When I go to an NFL game, it's fun, but I feel like I can get a similar experience to watching it on TV. But going to a college game and watching a college game on TV, I think, are just two completely different experiences. And just being there in the stadium and seeing the pageantry and seeing the band and just being part of the whole experience and the energy, I think it's something really, really special.
Flutie flushed. Throws it down. Caught by Boston College. I don't believe it. Oh. It's a touchdown. The Eagles win it.
Nathan, take me back to when you were younger and your first college fight song or fight songs. Do you remember the one or the ones that you first heard and that stirred you?
No, I know it shouldn't be such a big thing, but you know, having a good sports program was actually important to me because I felt like it would be part of the college experience and help me connect more to where I was going.
Absolutely. So, Nathan, take me to your days at USC. Certainly, some might call that one of the more relentless fight songs.
Yeah, I know our opposing fans often will complain that we play it too often or play it over and over again. And that's a funny thing because I don't think any USC fan will ever get sick of hearing that song. We can play it over and over again. We can hear it on repeat for hours, and you know, we still love it.
Your list is entitled The Top 25 Best Fight Songs in College Football. So, okay, Nathan, let's break this down a bit. Your list includes a group of 20 made up of, you know, some of the ones that you would expect. Looks like, if I'm correct, 6 from the Big Ten, 7 from the SEC. The Pac-10 is represented by 4 great schools and great fight songs, and the Big 12 has a few as well. Let's break this down just a little bit into some of the common qualities. What makes for a great fight song as it appears on your list?
When I was making this list, I was really looking at like a few things. Number one is like recognizability, like which are the songs like that we recognize across the country as being powerful fight songs. And second, ones that really like within the song have that energy or really represent the university, represent the fan base. Yeah, and I really tried hard to get a geographic, you know, pick schools from all the different parts of the country. Do the typical fan who goes to the university knows the words of the song or they know what to do when the song is going, when the song is happening. And obviously, yeah, you know, there's certain songs that we all heard. I think it's on here, like the Michigan fight song is so pervasive. I think when I heard it, I'm like, wow, I think I've heard, I can't remember. I feel like I heard this song when I was growing up, even though I maybe wasn't a Michigan fan. But it's just so, you hear it everywhere. Everyone knows it. Same with Notre Dame. Everyone knows So Come Horn, Boomer Sooner. Just, a lot of these songs are part of our collective national culture.
What is it, I have to ask, that made you include Michigan State on your list?
They've had a team that's competed well. you know, in the last several years, and I think it's added to the atmosphere, and then that's why I knew the song when I heard it. Yeah, I'm assuming that's why I put it on there.
Let's go up the list a little bit. Of course, you mentioned Notre Dame before. You have them as your number three choice. Michigan, as you astutely noted, is a fight song, the victors, that is known across the country by every college football fan. But then your number one pick, to me, at the same time, was somewhat of a surprising pick, but a delightful and admirable one as well. You have Army and Navy tied for number one. Really anthems, as you said, not just fight songs.
You know, the Navy-Army song, the Navy-Army game every year is just, it's known across the country as being the purest, most traditional rivalry in the country, a place where the traditions have been the same, where it doesn't matter how good the schools are or how good they're playing. The stadium's going to be full, the energy's going to be there, people all across the country are going to cheer. And the fact that even though they're a rivalry, I don't think you never have fans from the other team disrespecting the other team's fight song. You know, it's something that everyone collectively cheering for, everyone collectively has an energy. And these are also two fight songs that we've all heard in some form. We've heard it maybe when we saw like the 4th of July march, or maybe we heard it on Memorial Day or some sort of event. It's also been part of like who we are as a country. You know these kids that are playing for the universities, they're all going to go serve for our country, and they're doing this, you know. They're not recruited the same way that people in Michigan, Notre Dame, or USC are. They are doing this more for the pure love of football. And this game represents that, I think, you know, original idea of what makes college football really special.
Nathan Coca is a freelance writer in Oakland, California. His recent article, The Top 25 Best Fight Songs in College Football, was the topic of our discussion today. Nathan, thanks so much.
Thank you.
For Current State, this is Peter Wharf.